Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Philippians 1, 27 to 30. Philippians 1, 27 to 30. Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Then, whether I come and see you or only hear about you in my absence, I will know that you stand firm in the one spirit, striving together as one for the faith of the gospel, without being frightened in any way by those who oppose you. This is a sign to them that they will be destroyed, but that you will be saved, and that by God. For it has been granted to you on behalf of Christ not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for him, since you are going through the same struggle you saw I had, and now hear that I still have. Reflect with me on the theme, walking together in faith and integrity. Walking together in faith and integrity. The journey of faith is not just a solitary path, but a collective march towards embodying the gospel's teachings in every aspect of our lives. In Philippians 1, 27 to 30, the Apostle Paul invites us to contemplate what it means to live a life that is not only individually, but communally worthy of the gospel of Christ. My dear friends, as we walk through our daily lives, each step, each decision, and each interaction is an opportunity to mirror the love and teachings of Christ. This is not merely about personal piety. It is about a communal expression of faith where our actions collectively resonate with the gospel spirit. To conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel is to infuse our daily lives with integrity, kindness, and a steadfast commitment to truth. It is about being a positive influence, not just in our immediate circles, but in the broader tapestry of our communities. But this journey is not without its hurdles. The Christian walk is often countercultural, challenging us to stand firm in our beliefs even when faced with opposition. Paul's words to the Philippians echo through time, reminding us of the power of unity and courage. When we strive together for the faith of the gospel, our individual struggles are woven into a collective tapestry of strength and resilience. This unity doesn't erase the challenges we face, but empowers us to confront them with a courage that is not our own, but is drawn from our shared faith and the support of our spiritual community. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how can we, in our individual actions and decisions, more clearly reflect the teachings and spirit of the gospel in our daily lives? Number two, in what ways can we strengthen our sense of community within our faith to stand united in the face of challenges and opposition? Heavenly Father, in the quiet moments of reflection, we seek your guidance on how to live lives that are worthy of the gospel of your Son, Jesus Christ. Teach us to walk in integrity, to reflect your love and grace in our actions, and to be a source of light and hope in our communities. Lord, we ask for the courage to stand firm in our faith, especially when faced with opposition or misunderstanding. Help us to remember that we do not walk alone, but as part of a greater community of believers, united in purpose and strengthened by your Spirit. May our lives be a testament to your enduring love. And may our unity as believers be a source of strength and a beacon of your grace in this world. Guide us, Lord, as we strive to walk together in faith and integrity. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.